If you're outgoing, have a fondness for cafes, and like the idea of ride-sharing, then coffee pooling just might be for you. This week, VPR's Amy Noyes gave it a try.
There's a new cedar post outside Birch Grove Baking, a cafe on Elm Street in Montpelier. It's etched with the words, "The Hitching Post," and on the side is a bright orange flag that can be raised and lowered. About 8 miles up Route 12, there's another hitching post outside the post office cafe in the small town of Worcester. That's where I met Phoenix Mitchell, the man behind the idea. He says, if you want to ride between the hitching posts, all you need to do is raise the flag and wait. With any luck, someone like Anna Burtnett will offer you a ride.
Is there one or two of you?
There's two of us.
Okay.
All right.
I'm Anna.
Hey, Anna. I'm Phoenix.
The hitching posts have been up less than 2 weeks. But inside her car, Burtnett tells us she's already offered up a few rides.
If I have extra seats and there's somebody who needs it, that's one less or two less cars on the road.
And that's the big idea behind the hitching posts. Right now, there are just two.
Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
See you later.
But as we get out of Burtnett's car in Montpelier, Mitchell says he's hoping people will jump on board and help extend the hitching post network to a cafe near them.
That's how this program will hopefully spread, is that, you know, Middlesex has Red Hen, and also Northfield has Carrier Roasting. Barry has Espresso Bueno. Maple Corner, East Calais, as the Maple Corner store.
Mitchell got startup money from the Vermont Agency of Transportation and the Montpelier Transportation Infrastructure Committee. He used the grants to design and make the posts, and he says he'll share those plans with anyone who wants to put one up in their community.
It's an idea that's being formed as we're using it, and that's the great thing about it, is I just wanted to get the ball rolling, the idea started, and now it's in the hands of people using it and the drivers in our community to recognize it as well.
Mitchell also used some of the startup money to have wooden coins made. The so-called coffee coins are good for a dollar off anything in the participating cafes. Post Office Cafe co-owner Leslie Sabo explains how they work.
People can come into Post Office Cafe or Birch Grove and buy a coin for a dollar. And the idea is that they'll share that coin with the person who gives them a ride. It's just sort of a way to help with gas, just be friendly about it.
Back outside, Mitchell says the cafes are an integral part of what he hopes will become the Hitching Post Network.
Coffee pooling relies upon the idea that we're connecting with each other through this cafe culture, which is a fun way to like bring people together and to share rides.
To be clear, coffee pooling is basically organized hitchhiking, and hitchhiking comes with some inherent risks. Mitchell says no one has expressed any safety concerns to him thus far. However, he did talk with one parent about a strategy for kids using the hitching post.
I've heard from one person here in Worcester that has younger teenage children that she's really excited that they take it. She was saying that what they're going to try to do is wait at the hitching post, and if someone pulls over that they don't know, they're just going to say simply, "Oh, that's really kind of you, but we're actually waiting for someone that we know to get a ride with."
And that's Mitchell's advice for anyone who's nervous about the concept but still wants to give coffee pooling a try. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.